This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with Mary Goulet. Hi, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
And Richie Ote. What's your bravers?
How's it going?
Alrighty, wait, hanging down the studio over there and get it all under control. Oh, man. All right. Lots of interesting things going on in the world. Look at you. You got a nice smile today, Regulay. You're happy. You're just happy because there's sun out.
She's always got a great smile.
No, it's...
You always have a great smile. You're always just
happy. It's Thursday.
It is Thursday. Thursday's a good day. It's better than Wednesday, but not quite as good as Friday. It's like the stepchild of the week.
I love Thursday. It's
the best Thursday?
Day. Yeah, it's the best day because then you can do anything for one more day. And now you got a 4-day weekend, basically.
And then you figure, like,
a 4-day weekend.
Yeah.
I'll take a 4-day weekend.
Starting on Friday.
No, start Thursday.
Oh, your weekend starts on Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can do anything for one more day. Big deal. It's Friday. You got the weekend next.
Friday doesn't count for anything
anyway.
Start
Thursday, yeah.
I know.
And it's so funny. That makes me think of my daughters have said this to me twice now. Sterling. So if they need something, like today, Portia needed me to print something out and take it to her school. I'm like, well, why don't you ask Dad? Well, Dad has a job. I'm like...
Wait, she couldn't do this yet, like last night?
Oh, no.
So she had to wait, and she called you or texted you during the day.
Yes.
Today in the morning.
Yes.
To say, I need this at school right now.
Pretty much.
You are a much better mom than I am.
Maybe she's
first of all, I'm
brilliant.
Not a mom.
Maybe she's just brilliant and she knows there's a copy place right next door to the station here. And you'll just get it done on the way.
Yeah, well, I was at home and I did it. But the concept that they think I do not work. How do we put food on the table? I pay them more. Really, yeah. Girls? I don't. Well, Dad has an office and he needs that phone to work. He's got a cell.
Oh, man. All right. So
kinda
let me
funny.
I just want to make sure I understand this correctly. You are hanging out, doing your thing, you're working, you're in your office, you're doing your cell phone stuff, whatever you're doing, you're not in you know, a physical, but you're in your office of your house, hanging out, doing your own work. The girl calls you, texts you or something, and says, I need you to stop what you're doing. I need you to go and do this for me, and I need you to bring this to school for me right now.
Yes.
This is how it went down.
Well, she didn't give me the right now, but she did say, yes, I need it dropped off.
And you...
On my way here, I had copied it at home.
God, you are the sweetest.
And dropped it off and came here. But they do that to me all the time. I could be showing property.
So are you sweet or are you an enabler?
Both.
Because, like, I mean,
they're genius. Those two girls.
Like I said, right?
Oh, my God. Like, I know exactly what I would do. I mean, like you are nice. You are like one of those. Like, there's like two types of people. There's the good people, and then there's the rest of us. Like, you are in that good people cat. You are still going to heaven.
Oh,
or whatever
Lordy
that
be.
Thing or wherever you're going
to
walk
I'm
side
just
by
to
side.
Even out.
My God, like if one of my kids did that, I'd text him back, being like, you know, you're. I mean, like, you know, you're screwed. Like, yeah. Basically, perhaps you should have thought about
time.
That. Right? I know. Like, you know, sorry, you're going to have to do whatever you got to do. Like, I would have not done it. Like,
and
I
it's
literally.
It's hilarious that they never call their dad about this kind of stuff.
But they know you'll do it.
But they don't care if I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I've got to get promotion side.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So that's like, that's all about like establishing position, as I say, often and early. It's like when you're in a relationship with somebody, you have to establish position. Often and early.
And Lena won.
And Lena established her position often and early because clearly I got nothing out of that deal. But for the rest of you.
Cats, because we know who'd be getting kicked.
Cats.com. But for the rest of you guys, you have to establish position often and early so that people know what to expect of you, know what they can do, know what they can't do. Like Mexico. Like Mexico has established position with Trump now.
There comes the same.
Often
here we go.
And early. And they need to. And I totally get that because, you know, what are you going to do? We're going to pay for you to build the... No, it's not going to happen. So the point being, you are a good parent. I am a parent who walks that, like, that hard line. Like, I want to teach you to be a responsible adult. Take care of your own stuff. Like, okay, Olivia. If Olivia called you, she's in high school... Freshman year, sophomore year, whatever it might be. So she's at least 16 at this point when she hits you up and says, Dad, she wouldn't call you Richie, but she'd say, Dad, I need you to do this. Like, I have to have it. I'm going to get a bad grade. Like, I'm going to fail this thing. You have to do this for me, Dad. What would you do?
Well, I mean, you're setting all the context, so I don't know, like, like, is this really an important class that you really messed up on, or is this something that she's done, like, Mary's shaking her head, like, they do it every
all
week.
All the time.
Yeah. Like, so,
every class,
so
every assignment is important.
If I had let her get to the point where she thought she could do it every week,
yeah,
the odds are I probably would continue to do it.
But you would do it.
That's... Notice the word if went in there. If I had let her get to the point where I did it every week, uh-huh, I probably would continue to.
Yeah.
I'm trying now at 4 years old to get her. Like 2 years ago, it was great.
She was two.
She didn't know I was in the office. Now she knows I'm in the office and right, she's knocking on the door and it's kind of like, you know, can I play with you? Mommy's at work. I'm like, when this door's closed, I'm at work.
Wow.
Mommy goes somewhere else.
That's right? Good.
So I'm trying to train it. Her now.
It. I like that.
That's, you know. Yeah. Well, it, I mean, it meant more the situation. But yeah, it's a tough
so
one.
So you
man.
Just leave her, you close your office door, and you let this 4-year-old go make lunch and
No. She, I basically, my what I'm trying to find out now is, or teach her now, is the difference between when she really needs help
yeah,
and when she wants
sure,
help.
Sure.
All right, wait, are you with us right now? Just give me a shot. Yeah. All right, you're here. Okay, so let's say hypothetically, because we've got to play hypotheticals on this.
Right.
If you had a kid.
Yeah, well, I've got the stepkids now.
Well, okay, so good. So there you go. So we don't have to even play hypothetical anymore. So you got the stepkids. Back in the day, how old are they now? How old are the stepkids?
10 and...
Oh, there's going to be perfect. Okay, there we go. We can actually... This doesn't even have to be hypothetical then.
Right, right.
Okay, so they turn 16, whatever it is, 17.
One's turning 15 in a month.
Perfect. Well, let's use that as an example. Is that a boy or a girl?
A girl who will be locked in her room for the next 5 years.
Yes. Good luck with that.
For her own safety, for her own
exactly,
good.
But yeah, amazingly enough, as long as I give her cell phone, she's cool with it.
And it's an interesting point, though, because like I always wonder, like if you shelter your kid too much when like they get out on their own, like all hell has to be just bright. Like, did you go to Catholic school, Mary?
No,
you didn't, because like that's what I right.
What was that?
I've been waiting for this opportunity to come up to have this conversation with you. When we filmed at Stu Siegel at USD,
yeah,
which is the Catholic school.
Yes.
Which, if
Jesuits.
I ever went back to school, I would go back there because it's like 3-1. Well, I wouldn't go
it's
back
It's not
there
all girls. There are actually, they're boys.
It's way outnumbers girls to boys.
Gotcha.
And they're usually beautiful, rich ones. Mm-hmm. And so, like, these guys are just sitting there like, whatever. But the point where I was laughing
with this
comment was when we filmed there and we went up above where the dorms were, there were 7 beds on the top of the building outside.
Seven.
What were those girls doing up there with 7 beds on the roof of
did
their
you
dorm?
Tell the school?
Tanning.
No, the tanning. School saw it. Yeah, exactly. They were tanning beds. Yeah. Thanks,
tanning
Wade, for keeping
beds.
It PG.
Smart. Yeah. All right. So, what? Yes,
so,
wait.
So,
yes,
so in other words, you're not safe at it just because you're at a Catholic school.
Oh, no.
Well, exactly, and you release them, you know, out to the just to, like mainstream society. Then, if they've been sort of, you know, kind of pushed down a little bit and held back from their true selves, then like, what does you know what happens at that moment? So, Wade, the point being, don't lock your girl in the
right.
in the room for 5 years because when she comes out, all hell is going to break
she'd
loose.
She'd be cray cray.
She'd be
cray cray.
So what would you do? So your daughter calls you.
Basic philosophy.
Yeah.
Okay. Basic philosophy, because I see we've got like 2 minutes. Pain must be felt.
Pain must be felt.
Okay. And that applies in the world of business. If your employee screws up, they've got to suffer a consequence. If your boss gives you a stupid order that's going to cause complications, make sure they share in the pain of that complication.
Mm.
People must experience consequences. So not doing that may impact the schoolwork or the school grade. Okay, they're getting that. But this weekend, are they out washing the car with maybe a sign saying, I screwed up at school, so I have to wash the car?
Right.
A consequence will occur. It just may not be directly tied to that thing. If, you know, I don't want the consequence to be you flunked the class.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But yeah, there will be a consequence.
Right, and it doesn't always have to be money. I always joke that the NBA players of today, instead of giving them the $40,000, $50,000 fine for doing something wrong.
Which is like a $20 bill to you and me.
Yeah. Make them wear those old tight shorts. You know, that would be a
consequence. Burn everybody else's eyeballs out.
Never want to deal with, ever.
Or even worse, have them wear, like, you know, the jersey without an undershirt. Yeah. Like, you know, because, like, you know that that, talk stinky. About torture. Not just stinky, but, like, it just, it rubs on the... on the sensitive areas, and after the game, it's like, that's why.
That's another terrible visual.
Is it worse?
Second of the day.
Oh, man. All right, so I guess that really is the question then. You know, at what point are we enablers, and at what point are we, you know, needing to really take that disciplinary role there?
Well, I'm kind of on Wade's channel about that.
Let them feel the pain.
No, they will. She will. Okay, all right, Portia, you had mom, you know, it wasn't that far out of my way to do it.
Yeah.
But... then they have to listen to me. Okay, so the way you make choices mm-hmm. is going to start affecting you solely, not me.
All right.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
For instance, oh, yeah, I took time out of my day to bring you that. Mm-hmm. However, I couldn't detail my car because I was bringing you that.
Yep.
So you've now earned that honor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
Something like that.
There we go. All right. So what do you guys think? If your kid calls you, high school kid, needs an assignment brought to school, otherwise they're going to fail the course, what do you do?
They're going to probably call me to take it for them.
Or that. All right. We'd love to hear from you. 844-MR-BOLD-1. That's 1-844-MR-BOLD-1. And for those who have been rating, reviewing, and subscribing to the podcast version, we love you. We'll talk to you guys next time here on The Sound Off on Reinvention Radio. Talk soon.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.